Nice job on the national anthem. And getting ready for the starting lineup. First, let's check the Bayer Bobcats. They'll be the home team on the scoreboard, wearing the home white. That's the number one seed. It'll be Gage Pitts, the senior, running things from the point at number three. Jordan Andrews, the All-Stater, wearing number 22. Lane Grimes, number 24. Keaton Nicholson, the big senior in the middle, number 35. And Hayden Burns, the sophomore, wearing number 12. And for the Dora Falcons, we'll get a starting lineup of number 5, Brylan Mayberry, along with number 10, that is Hunter Roberts, number 33, that is Wilson Masters, and didn't see the other number 23, and number 23, that'll be Ashton Roberts, and they're announcing the Fayette Bobcats right now. 8 minutes on the clock, we're getting ready. Hope you've enjoyed the Ozark Regional Healthcare Bobcat pregame show, the Ozark Regional Orthopedic. Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic, I'll get it right. Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Number 23 to jump center for the Dora Falcons. It'll be number 23, Ashton Roberts. And so you get that line again, Mayberry, Roberts. Roberts, Masters, and York. That's how they'll start it this afternoon, or this morning, against these Thayer Bobcats. It'll be Pitts, Andrews, Grimes, Nicholson, and Burns for the Thayer Bobcats. Again, we talked earlier, for those of you that follow the Thayer Bobcats, Landry Pitts is back with the team. He has been working out, started full practice last Tuesday. He is ready to go, and he will play in this game here this morning. It'll be Keaton Nicholson into the center circle for the Thayer Bobcats. And, folks, the 2021 Kabul Holiday Tournament is underway in the tip control by the Thayer Bobcats. Nicholson got it back to Pitts. Gage working around the horn. Now to Grimes, left side corner for Andrews. Dora back playing a little zone defense here. Bobcats will try and work the ball in the middle of that zone. They go cross court to Andrews, wide open for a three. That one rattles off the rim. No, Grimes had the rebound, couldn't tip it in. And the rebound control by the Dora Falcons. Here comes Brylan Mayberry. Brings it across the timeline. Thayer playing that 1-3-1 matchup. They wouldn't play anything else, would they? Here's a nice pass going to go to a cutter in the lane. He kicks it back outside. Mayberry's got it on top. He goes down the right side of the lane, ducks under the defense, shoots and scores. Brylan Mayberry, first 2 points of the night. Dora off to the early lead. Thayer Bobcats with the ball in the corner. They go to Burns for three off the right side. That one rattles off the rim. Nicholson down the rebound. He can't follow. Grimes has got it. Back outside to Pitts for three. That one's good. Gage Pitts hits one from downtown. That three-pointer brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Thayer Bobcats picking up now. Looks like they're going to go a little man-to-man defense here. They're playing a little man. They pick up at the three-quarter court. Mayberry works it up across the timeline for Dora. Passes to the high post. Ball stolen by Nicholson. Out to Andrews. He elevates for the jam. Jordan Andrews jams it home. Thayer Bobcats up 5-2. Andrews with the stuff early. And the Thayer Bobcats are off and running. Again, back in the, now they've gone back to a zone defense. There's a steal by Burns. Burns off on the break. He'll elevate. He goes up for the stuff. Burns with the dunk. And the Thayer Bobcats have got to a 7-2 lead on a 7-0 run. We'll take a timeout as Dora wants to talk about it. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Well, the dunk has come into play here. Thayer with two dunks early, one from Andrews and one from Burns, and now a steal by Keaton Nicholson. Ooh, that one goes off his leg out of bounds. Keaton Nicholson, aggressive defensively, almost had his second steal. And we get a buzzer as the ball goes out of bounds, and Landry Pitts checks in for the first time this season. Landry Pitts on the court for the Thayer Bobcats. He goes in for Keaton Nicholson. Dora working the ball around the perimeter. Got it to York. York on the baseline gets tied up. Throws it back outside for Masters. Short jumpers up and good. Good ball movement there by the door of Falcons. Makes it a 7-4 ball game. Thayer brings it up across the timeline. We're going to get a whistle. We got an official that has fallen down. They blow the whistle. Official tripped and fell. And we're going to attend to him for just a moment. We're using a two-man officiating crew. And the official says, I'm okay. And Thayer Bobcats inbound the ball. Get it out front to Andrews. Thayer with a 7-4 lead here. 1 minute into the first game of the Cabool Holiday Tournament. Here they give to the cutter in the lane. Landry pitch. Turnaround jumper is no good. Thayer went immediately to Landry trying to get him involved here. Here's Dorr coming the other way with a rebound. Long pass up the court. That'll bring it back out front for Mayberry. Mayberry works on the left side to Roberts. That is Hunter Roberts. He gives it up, gets it right back, steps inside the three-point line, gives it outside. Long three-point shot is good, and a foul. Foul from deep in the corner. The three-pointer by Brylan Mayberry is good. That gives him 5 points, 5 of the 7, and he'll go to the free throw line and shoot for the four-point play. Fouls on Gage Pitts of the Thayer Bobcats. Fouled him on the three-point shot. First foul of the ball game for either team. 5:30 to go here in the first quarter, and Thayer's down 8-7. Bobcats pushing it. Got up to Andrews in the right corner. Back out to Pitts. Steps into a three. That one's no good and bounces up over the backboard and out of bounds. So Thayer Bobcats a little bit cold coming out shooting the basketball. I really can't blame them. It's 9 o'clock in the morning after a holiday weekend, and it's cold in the gym. And here's almost a steal in the backcourt. Ball gets on the floor, and Dora now going to have trouble getting it across in 10. They finally throw one long up the court, taken by Masters on the baseline. He has it stripped away by Landry Pitts. Bobcats coming on the run. Lay Gage, oh, nice pass, tried to get it to Burns, and it goes off the hands of the Dora defense and out of bounds. Good play there by Braden York to get back for Dora and keep that ball from getting to the rim. Now that would have been another dunk here early. Thayer inbounds the ball, got it to Andrews. Andrews back out front for Grimes, top of the key. Back to Andrews, now right side, Gage Pitts. Dumps it down to Landry. Landry going up with a short shot. That's no good. The rebound goes off the hands of the Dora defense and out of bounds. Thayer Bobcat ball. So Thayer trying to get Landry on the scoreboard here. His first action as a Thayer Bobcat here in 2021-22. Bobcats running the inbound play. Got it into Andrews on the wing. Jordan slashing to the basket. Kicks it back outside. Burns stops and pops for three. That's no good. A rebound taken by Masters for Dora. And Dora with a chance here to add to their one-point lead. Falcons bring it up with Mayberry. He'll back it out. Swinging on the right side. Out on the wing. Going into the lane for Roberts. Roberts back out to Mayberry, who has scored 6 here in the first quarter. Back down the right corner, goes down to Roberts. Roberts mishandles it, gets it back, gets to Mayberry for 3 more. That one's off the mark. And a rebound taken by Gage Pitts for Thayer. Here come the Bobcats. Pitts running the floor, pulls up, a little running one-hander, no good, but he's fouled on the drive. He'll go line and shoot 2. Foul on the Dora Falcons, beyond number 20. And that is Braden York. That'll be his first of the ball game. And a first team foul on the Dora Falcons. Thayer Bobcats with Gage Pitts at the free throw line. Misses the first free throw. Gage got that left arm bandaged up, wearing a sleeve on it. Keaton Nicholson back in the game. Lane Grimes will check out for Thayer. Substitution also in there for Dora. Number 13 checks in. That is Easton Carter. Gage Pitts back to the free throw line. Second one is good. So Gage now with 4 points early. And the Thayer Bobcats tie the game at 8 with 4:07 to go. In the first quarter, Bobcats now full court pressure. And Dora trying to get it in. Ball is deflected, picked up by the Falcons, and they finally work it up across the timeline. Got it to Mayberry, and he traveled. Yes, he did. Mayberry traveled with the basketball. And with 4:01 to play in the first quarter, Thayer got the ball back in a tie game, 8-8, here at Dora. Thayer Bobcats, a little bit of trouble finding the bottom of the net. Have not shot the ball well here early, and that traditionally in opening round games can be an issue with the sunken floor and the walls way away from the basket. Hard place to shoot. There's Thayer working around the perimeter of the zone defense. Got the ball over to Pitts. Now down to Andrews. Andrews dribbles in the lane. Works his way to the bucket. No, he's going to get fouled. That'll be on the floor, and I believe that one will be on Carter, who just checked into the ballgame for Dora. Oh, number 0 called for the foul. That is Caden Peck, who just checked in. Peck called for his first foul. Thayer inbounds the ball, got it to Burns. Burns with a shot, no. And a rebound control by the Dora Falcons. So Dora with a chance to go back on top here. Falcons quick up the floor, got it to York. He'll swing it outside to Mayberry. Back to York on the left side. 3:26 to go in the quarter. And here's Burns going to take it away. He'll go from the top of the key and lay it up and in over the rim. Burns thought about the dunk. He's thought better about it, just laid that one up. There's a long pass for Dora, deflected and out of bounds. And they're going to stay off the hands of Dora. Well, I thought that ball was deflected by Thayer. The official says no. But Thayer got the ball back with a two-point lead, 3:11 to go. In the first quarter, Bobcats working around the perimeter of the Dora zone. Passed by Pitts, controlled by Landry. Pitts over to Andrews for three. That one rattles in and out, no good. Thayer with the rebound. Keaton Nicholson, one dribble, puts it up and in off the window. Keaton Nicholson being a monster on the board. That's four rebounds for Keaton already. And he's got 4 points, or 2 points, in the ball game. 12-8, Thayer up by four. Dora with the basketball. Number 13, that is Carter. Carter gives it to the high post to Peck. Peck down the right side of the lane. Pull-up jumper, no. Rebound tipped out. Controlled by Mayberry. His three-point shot is good. Brylan Mayberry. Nine first-quarter points. Here's Landry Pitts for Thayer on the other end with a three. That's no good. Andrews down with the rebound. He gives it off to Nicholson. Nicholson hangs in the air, shoots and scores. Nicholson now with four. Thayer Bobcats back to within three. Actually, they lead it by three, 14-11. Here comes Mayberry again for Dora. Got to the three-point line. Burns is on it. Kicks the ball back over to Carter. Carter on top to Mayberry. Mayberry working away from the defense of Burns. Long pass. Oh, and there's a travel going to be called. York had trouble catching the ball. Thought he was going to go into the backcourt and shuffled his feet. Substitution for Thayer. Landry Pitts is out. Lane Grimes is back in. So Thayer back to the starting lineup out there with a minute 54 to go. Thayer leading by three here in the first quarter. 14-11. 9 points for Brylan Mayberry from Dora. He's hit a pair of three-pointers. And here's Gage Pitts with a three on the other end for Thayer that is no good. And the rebound is going to go out of bounds off the hands of Lane Grimes. Tried to run it down in the corner. So Thayer shooting woes continue here in the early going at the Kabul High School gym. Dora inbounds the basketball against Bobcat pressure. There's a long pass going to go all the way down the floor and out of bounds. You just can't make that pass. It seems like I say it once or twice every game. When you're dribbling full speed up the floor and you try and throw it all the way down to the baseline on the other end with one hand, it very rarely ever works. There's Thayer with a basketball. Pitts, cross court. To Andrews. Andrews fakes, now drives to the bucket, hangs in the air, misses a shot. Rebound is off the hands of Doran, out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. When Jordan Andrews is missing shots from point blank, you know you're having a rough morning. Getting shots to go down. Thayer inbounds to Burns. Burns driving the baseline. Gets tied up. Now turns, shoots from behind the basket, hits the side of the basket. It's no good. The rebound taken by Mayberry for Dora. He got it out to York. York pass up to the right side for Peck. Peck, long cross-court pass taken by York and back out to Mayberry, top of the key. Now work it to the right side, hand it off to Braden York, or I'm sorry, to Carter. Carter going to York, and Carter traveled with the ball before he got rid of it. Well, Thayer get it back after the turnover. 58 seconds to go in the first quarter. Bobcats lead 14-11 here in the first-round game from the Kabul Holiday Tournament. Thayer will bring it into the front court. Got it over to Andrews. Andrews right side, Burns in the corner. Burns back out to Grimes. Grimes now to Nicholson. Around to Andrews. Corner to Gage Pitts. Gage looking at the cutter going through the lane. Ball's deflected by the defense. And, oh, it's going to be off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats. Ball off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats. And Kate Nicholson goes, ooh. It'll be Dora basketball. Even Dora thought it was going to be Thayer ball. But the officials say no. Thayer Bobcat basketball today brought to you in part by your Bobcat boosters. Good folks like Farmers Insurance, Stephen Clark in Thayer, Barton Electric in Thayer, Steak and Shake in West Plains, the Carter Funeral Homes in Thayer and West Plains. Substitution now for Thayer. Landry Pitts back in the ballgame. Gage Pitts will go sit down for a bit. 43 seconds. Dora inbounds it against full court pressure. In the backcourt, long cross court pass to Mayberry, and he got it over to York across the timeline. His pass is stolen by Andrews. Andrews to Burns, who will slide for the lay-in. Aiden Burns with six in the quarter. The Thayer Bobcats now leading with 32 seconds to go. Count the basket. Oh, and he got fouled on the play. It's going to be a push on Mayberry. Number five for Dora. Brylan Mayberry picks up his first foul, third team foul against Dora. Burns at the line trying to convert the three-point play, and he misses the free throw. Rebound taken by Dora. 5 points there, Bobcat lead here early, 16-11. York handles it out front, gives over to Mayberry. 22 seconds. They'll go back to Braden York. Back over to Mayberry on top. Looking for the final shot of the quarter, it would appear. Looking at Peck in the low blocks. He's out open. Robertson either. There to get back to Mayberry. Bounces it again. They'll bounce it down low. Shot is up and good. Nice play. Ashton Roberts hits it. Here comes Thayer the other way. Andrews pulls up for three. Off the front of the rim. No good. That's the end of our first quarter. Our score is 16-13. Thayer Bobcats lead the Dora Falcons. We'll be back for second quarter action from the Kabul Holiday Tournament in just 31 minutes. 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. Palace Drugstore is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick. And Palace Drugstore is committed to serving you. They also have high-dose flu shots in stock for seniors 65 and older. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
Well, we're back. First game of the Kabul Holiday Tournament, the number one versus 16 seed. And it's been a good ball game so far. Thayer, the number one seed, with a three-point lead, 16-13. And Dora Falcon ball. And the Dora Falcons are being kept in the game by Brylan Mayberry, who has scored 9 first-quarter points. Here's Dora working on the perimeter of the Bobcat zone. Got to the high post. Back out to Mayberry. Long three, and it's good again. Brylan Mayberry. Is it 3 from downtown? Thayer the other way. To the free throw line, Andrews. Got it off the Landry Pitt. Hangs down the baseline. Shoots and scores. Landry Pitt, first 2 points of the season. Thayer Bobcats back up by 2 again. And here is Mayberry again for Dora. His doubles team is going to get fouled as he steps through it. I believe that'll be on Landry Pitt. Pitts and Grimes were both there. And we'll wait to see. Foul is on number 10. Landry Pitts, that'll be number one on Landry. And a couple of substitutions for Dora. Number 33, Wilson Masters back in the ballgame. Number 10, Hunter Roberts back in there. So Dora back to the starters. They inbound the basketball after the non-shooting foul. Got it in, feeds it outside for Masters. Somebody better jump out on him. Kid is red hot here in the first half. Already 12 points in the game, 12 of the 16 for Dora. Here are the Falcons with a pass, stolen by Landry Pitts. Pitts gives it over to Grimes. Grimes has a little trouble picking it up. Now does, gives it back to Landry. Landry Pitts, around the horn it goes to Andrews. Andrews slicing into the lane. Ball stolen by Mayberry. Mayberry off on the break, all the way to the bucket. Count it. Brylan Mayberry, 14, and Dora and Thayer tied at 18 with 6:50 to go in the half. Here's Andrews, dumps one down in low for Nicholson. Bobcats trying to pass it through the lane. It's deflected and goes out of bounds. Off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats. It'll be Dora basketball. Dora with a chance to take a lead here with 6:46 to go. In the first half, of Burns with a steal and a full court press, and he scores the layup. Aiden Burns, big first half. He's got 8. Dora breaks the pressure here. Now pass is deflected. Ball loose on the floor. We're going to get a foul called on the Thayer Bobcats going after the loose ball. Foul is on number 10, Landry Pitts, and that'll be number 2 on Landry. Well, Landry called for his second foul here in the first half. 2018, Thayer Bobcats with a 2-point lead. And it looks like Rowan Spencer. Rowan Spencer, number 2, will check into the ball game for the Thayer Bobcats, a sophomore. Spencer is in his first action of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. Here's Dora working the ball around the perimeter. Got it down the corner. Mayberry, he lets one fly again, and it's good. Are you kidding me? Mayberry, he no more caught that one and let it fly, and he's hit 5 3-pointers. Or is that 4? It's a bunch. Here's Burns, power one. Or I'm sorry, it's Nicholson on the other end for Thayer. Got it in the low blocks. Nicholson now with 6 points in the first half for Thayer. And almost another steal for the Bobcats. Nicholson. And the ball goes off the hands of Dora out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. 6 minutes to go in the first half. Thayer up by 1, 22-21. Andrews swings it right side to Burns. Burns out on top to Nicholson. And now Spencer. Rowan. holds it on the wing, gives it to Andrews, sliding down the baseline, gets all the way to the bucket and scores. Jordan Andrews with his second bucket of the game. And the Bobcats All-Stater has four. Here's a steal by Thayer on the other end. What a save by Grimes. Kept it from going out of bounds. Thayer's on the break. It's a four-on-four to Nicholson. He lays it up and in. Good feed from Jordan Andrews. Thayer Bobcats trying to turn the heat up a little bit here. Dora with it in the backcourt again. Getting across the timeline is Hunter Roberts, and he's either going to be fouled. Yep, he's going to be fouled. That'll be on Lane Grimes playing defense up the sideline. Grimes going to be called for the push. Oh, they called it on Andrews. Andrews, number 22, called for the foul. They were both there, so Jordan Andrews with a foul. Fourth team foul against the Thayer Bobcats here in the first half. Dora with the ball. Mayberry looking inbounded. He got it in for Masters. Masters gives it back to Mayberry. Mayberry, Rowan Spencer jumps out on him. He'll swing it on the left side for Braden York. York down in the corner for Roberts. Hunter Roberts back outside to Mayberry. He is going to put it on the floor, move it all the way to the bucket. Hangs in the air. No good, but he's a whistle and a foul. It's going to be a foul away from the ball, an illegal screen. Going to be called on Dora. Number 23, Ashton Roberts, called for the foul away from the play. Has the fourth team foul in the first half on the Dora Falcons. Here come the Thayer Bobcats with it in a hurry. Andrews pulls up from the right wing and nails his first three-pointer of the morning. Andrews with a three. He's got seven. He scored five in a row. That three-pointer brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Thayer Bobcats up by eight now. Biggest lead of the game, 29-21, with 4:49 to go in the first half. Dora with it out front, swinging around the horn to Mayberry. Mayberry back out front to York, now right side. York on the wing, back out to Mayberry on top. He'll feed it over to Roberts, Hunter Roberts. He'll go into the high post, and turnaround jumper is up. No good, rebound controlled by Nicholson for Thayer, and here come the Bobcats. Chance to go up 10 here with the bucket. Andrews, a little shake and bake, pulls up at the elbow, trying to feed it down in the corner to Spencer. And the ball sails off his hands out of bounds. Well, no look, and couldn't make the connection. 4:23 to go now in the first half. Substitution for Dora. Caden Peck will check into the ball game, and Ashton Roberts will sit down. There's still a little bit of 2-2-1 zone press. Not pressing real hard, looking for that long pass to go get it. That's the thing about this Thayer Bobcats team. You throw a long one, and they're going to converge on it. That's the football in them. And here's Dora going to throw it away in the backcourt. They're going to say off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats. So it looks like it'll be Dora ball. They'll inbound on the far sideline. Errant pass. Nobody wanted to touch it. And they say off the hands of Thayer. So Dora will inbound. Mayberry will trigger it in. They have to go all the way back into the backcourt. Got it in there to Hunter Roberts. Roberts crosses the timeline and gives it up to the other Roberts. Roberts to York. Going high post. Now back outside Mayberry. Mayberry will dump it to the left. They got it down into Peck. Peck with a nice power move goes up and in. Caden Peck, number zero with a bucket. Thayer on the other end in a hurry. As Aiden Burns on the baseline pulls up with a shot. No good. Rebound Nicholson. He kicks it out to Spencer. He has it poked away and out of bounds. Oh, and it goes out the hands of the Thayer Bobcats. It'll be Dora basketball again, down by six, 29-23, with 3:39 to go in the first half. Thayer playing the full court pressure. Nicholson steals inbound, then has it taken away by Roberts. Roberts will drive for the uncontested layup. Hunter Roberts with a nice play for Dora. Falcons back to within four. Here's Nicholson driving the baseline, is going to get fouled. Thayer gets the ball up the floor in such a hurry. Mayberry trying to draw the charge, and he's going to be whistled for the foul. Will be his second of the morning. Mayberry's second personal foul. And Thayer will inbound it with 3:28 to go in the half. Grimes got it into Andrews for three. That one's off the rim. No. And the rebound taken by Burns. He powers it back up. No good. And Dora down the rebound. That was Caden Peck got it. Feeds it out to Mayberry. Mayberry, a long pass up the floor. Had a little trouble getting a handle on it. Now they get it back out to Mayberry. Mayberry looking for a shot. Couldn't get one over Andrews. Now Andrews picks his pocket. Andrews driving for the layup. He lays it up and in. Yeah, Andrews, 9 points down the first half for Jordan. And he took that one away. And here's Dora again. Got it across the timeline. And we're going to get a whistle and a timeout call. by the Dora Falcons. 31-25, Thayer leads it by 6, 2:54 to go in the first half. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn of Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats.
And we're back after the timeout there. Bobcats getting pushed a little bit here in the first round of the Cabool Holiday Tournament. A little bit of trouble getting the ball, shots to fall early. They started to heat it up a little bit, but Thayer with just a 6-point lead, 31-25 here in the one seed versus the 16th seed. Now Thayer with a steal on the inbound. Burns got it out in front to 3-on-1. Got it to Rowan Spencer, who lays it up and in. Rowan Spencer with a layup. Nice feed from Burns. And now Spencer with a steal to Grimes. He can't score. And a rebound controlled by Dora. Well, Falcons having all kinds of trouble against this Bobcat full court pressure. And now Rowan Spencer steals it again. Got it up to Grimes. He'll slide to the bucket. Hangs in the air. Shoots it too hard. No good. Rebound back to Dora. Falcons rolling it up the floor. And now a steal by Burns. Burns and Thayer on a 4-on-2. To Nicholson for the jam. Keaton Nicholson down the middle of the lane, slams another one home. And that is four dunks in this game for the Thayer Bobcats already. And we're going to get a whistle and a foul coming the other way. Lane Grimes, I believe, going to be called for this one. Yes, he is. Grimes trying to defend going up the sideline. He is going to commit the foul. Foul on Lane will be his first. Thayer Bobcats looking a little bit winded here in the first half. Dora has pushed. Thayer out to a 10-point lead here. With 2:11 to go. And the Falcons inbound, and it's stolen by Rowan Spencer. He'll drive for the layup. Beautiful play by Rowan Spencer, the Bobcat sophomore. He's got four in the early going. And Thayer, again with that full court pressure. Dora with it in the backcourt. Trying to go through a double team is York. Gets across the timeline to Carter. Carter moves up to the 3-point line, feeds it back out to York. York will take it to the top of the key. Mayberry not on the floor right now for Dora. In some early foul trouble with a pair. And Dora looking to see where the offense is going to come from and the ball handling here. They got it out front. Controlled by York. York feeds on the left side to Carter. Carter back out front to Roberts. Roberts now trying to get it down inside. Ball poked away and out of bounds by Gage Pitts, who has checked back in for Thayer. Another substitution, Rowan Spencer checks out as Asa Walsh will check in for the first time today. So it's Andrews, Pitts, Burns, Nicholson, and Walsh on the floor for Thayer right now. The 12-point lead, 37-25. Minute 27 to go in the first quarter. Dora feeds it down the left corner to Carter. Easton Carter brings it back outside and gets it right back on the wing. Goes to the high post to Peck. Peck got a little power move. Spins left in the lane. Lost it out of bounds as he went up. And the ball belonged to the Thayer Bobcats with a minute 11 to go. In the first half, Thayer led 16-13 at the end of the quarter. They have outscored Dora 21-12 and lead it by 12, 37-25 here in the as we approach halftime. Thayer working around the perimeter, got the ball over to Andrews. He fires a three. That one's up off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Peck for Dora. Here come the Falcons. Easton Carter got it across the timeline at midcourt to York. York on the left side for Carter. Long three-point shot, no good. Rebound taken by Thayer. Bobcats on the break. Oh, Nicholson couldn't hang on to the pass. It goes out of bounds. Andrews a little bit close to him on the pass, and he couldn't hang on. We might have seen another dunk there. Thayer's had, I believe, four here in the first half. Bobcats still a little full-court pressure, and there's a steal by Gage Pitts. Gage running up the floor, couldn't get set for the shot. takes it back outside, inside. Andrews will go up and lay it over the rim. Andrews now with 11. Two Bobcats in double figures. Almost another steal by Thayer. Oh, Burns almost got it again. And now they do steal it. Burns will elevate. He lays it up and in again. Aiden Burns. He's got 10. Three Bobcats in double figures now. And here's Andrews on the steal. Andrews lays it up. Counting the foul with 8 seconds to go in the first half. Foul's going to be on Hunter Roberts. The Thayer Bobcat defense really turning it up here. And Andrews will get the bucket. He's now got 13, is that right? 13 for Andrews, and he'll go to the free throw line, try to make it a 14-point half. And Thayer up all of a sudden by 18 points, make it 19 as he hits the free throw. 14 for Andrews. Thayer with a big second quarter. And almost another steal again. Ball is controlled by Dora. There's a foul by Gage Pitch. Shot at the buzzer. Not the front of the rim. No good. And that'll do it for the first half. Our score, 44-25. Thayer with a big lead over the Dora Falcons. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with all of your Thayer Pete's in halftime activities in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Your car, your truck, your SUV, your trailer all have one thing in common, tires. That's right. It's important to inspect those tires often. Make sure they have good tread and they're safe. See the boys at the Car Doctor 2 and let them give you an inspection. As a matter of fact, the Car Doctor 2 is your one stop for tires, alignment, oil changes, service jobs, trailer repair, SUV work, and of course, major and minor engine repair. The expert trained mechanics with years of experience. See Corey Steve and the boys at the Car Doctor 2 north of Thayer on Highway 63. We call them the good guys.
Ready to change your life? Get started at Ozarka College. If you're looking for technical training or want to take courses for transfer to a university, Ozarka has a plan for you. Need a flexible schedule? Ozarka's online offerings make it easy. Best of all, going to Ozarka is affordable. Classes for spring semester begin January 18th, so apply today at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, life-changing.
Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got you covered this sports season. That's right, shop at Monty's where you'll find Under Armour cleats, sports socks, compression wear, backpacks, sack packs, ball caps, and much more. Find Wilson footballs, softballs, and equipment as well. Visit with Monty's about outfitting your team or youth organization with custom uniforms, booster apparel, game equipment, and more. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in West Plains.
When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn of Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats.
And we're back at Kabul. It's halftime. The Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report. Thayer Bobcats with a lead 44-25 over the Dora Falcons as we have made it to the half here in game number one from the Kabul Holiday Tournament. By the way, second game of the morning will be another good one. Summersville and Viola will hook up in that one. That is the 10:30 game. Summersville, the 8 seed, Viola, the 9. And then we'll be back on the air for the third game of the day, the number 4-seeded Alton Comets, as they play number 13, Kabul. That game is set to tip at about noon today. And, of course, their basketball all afternoon. Last game of the night will get underway at 7:30 tonight. So a great tournament. And they are Bobcats. Struggled early in this one. It was a cold gym, and we were told that they would not be turning on the heat here because it's so humid that if the gym heats up, the floor sweats really badly. So they're going to keep the gym cool, try and keep the moisture off the floor, at least here in the early part of the day. So if you're coming to the game, bring you a jacket. So this is a little bit chilly here in the Kabul High School gym. Again, Thayer with the lead, 44-25 at the half over the Dora Falcons. Thayer just led by 3 at the end of the first quarter. Had a little trouble putting the ball in the hole, and even at that, they scored 16 first quarter points. But then Thayer exploded for 28 in the second quarter, and they held Dora to just 12, and the Bobcats lead it by 19, 44-25 here at the intermission. We're going to take a timeout. Back with more of your Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together. Go Bobcats. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
This is Bill Reeves with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. As a former Bobcat, I am honored to support our teams. From my days of football helmets with no protection and high-top canvas basketball shoes, technology is now producing the safest and finest athletes in Bobcat history. These transformations have provided exciting change. Change must occur, and at Century 21, we are constantly making improvements in our ability to satisfy your real estate needs. Please call me or text me at 417-331-4075. Go Bobcats!
Each office independently owned and operated.
Well, you say Bobcats sure are a lot of fun to watch, especially when they get to rolling, they get the defense going, and they get those slam dunks going down. Thayer with four dunks in the first half of this game. They've also hit one three-pointer. That was Jordan Andrews, who had one, if not two, of the dunks in the first half. And it's hard to get so many of them. I can't keep track anymore. It was a day when you saw a dunk in high school basketball, you remembered it for decades. And anymore, it's kind of getting to be commonplace. Anyway, Thayer Bobcats with a lead, 44-25 over the Gore Falcons here at the half. Thayer scoring 16 points in the first quarter, 28 in the second. Dora with 13 points in the first quarter and 12 in the second. For the Falcons, they're led by Brylan Mayberry. He leads all scorers in the game. He has 17 points, and he has hit four three-pointers in the first half. He was absolutely on fire before he got into a little bit of foul trouble. He does have two fouls in the first half. Nobody else with more than two for Dora. Caden Peck, Hunter Roberts, Ashton Roberts, and Wilson Masters all got on the scoreboard. For the Thayer Bobcats, three players already in double figures, led by the All-Stater. Jordan Andrews, he's got 14. Keaton Nicholson with 10. Aiden Burns with 10. Four for Rowan Spencer, four for Gage Pitts, two for Landry Pitts in his first action of the year. And that rounds out the scoring for the Thayer Bobcats. You're listening to the Thayer PCN Halftime Report. We'll be back with our second half in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
It's where to go and buy a car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. We want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. To do so, we have the best price and are offering top dollar for your trade.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevy Buick and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn of Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats.
And we're back here at the Cabool Holiday Tournament. Again, the first day of the tournament. 8 games on tap for today. In fact, there'll be 8 games every day now through Thursday here at Cabool. Activity beginning at 9 o'clock this morning, of course. It's the game we're in now. Tomorrow, games will start at 9 o'clock in the morning with the loser's bracket games first, and the winner's bracket starting at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then, of course, more games again on Wednesday and Thursday here during the Christmas holiday break. There, Bobcats break the huddle. Same lineup that started the ball game. It'll be Gage Pitts, Lane Grimes, Aiden Burns, Keaton Nicholson, and Jordan Andrews. It looks like it'll be Thayer ball to start the second half. Dora coming out with their starters on the floor. Mayberry's back out there. So it'll be Brylan Mayberry with Hunter Roberts, Braden York, Ashton Roberts, and Wilson Masters. Thayer Bobcats will get the ball to start the second half. Hope you enjoyed our Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report. Boy, doesn't Pizza Inn sound good for lunch today? I'm thinking so, too. All right, Thayer Bobcats inbound into the backcourt to Gage Pitts. Gage will take it to the right side of the floor, all the way across. Now swing it back on the left side for Grimes. Grimes back to Andrews, pushes it down on the baseline to Burns. Burns dumping it off to Nicholson. He gets tied up, and the ball taken away by Doran. We're going to get a foul coming. No, we got to travel on Mayberry. Mayberry came out of there with a loose ball, and he traveled with it. So Thayer is credited with a turnover and a turnover on Dora, all in the same play. Here's Grimes going to pump a three off the inbound. That one's up off the rim, no good. Rebound off the foot of the Dora Falcons, excuse me. And it'll be Thayer Bobcat ball on the inbound. Thayer inbounds it, pitch. Got into Andrews, got it down to Nicholson, to Pitts, spinning down to baseline, pulls up with a jumper, and it's good. Gage Pitts, a nice spin move for the bucket. He's got 6 in the game, and the Thayer Bobcats continue the onslaught here. 46-25, they lead it by 21. Remember, this was a 3-point game at the end of the first quarter. Thayer threw on the full-court pressure, and they were relentless with it. A little bit of backcourt pressure here, and ball long pass up the floor, deflecting, goes out of bounds off the hands of the Dora Falcons. So Thayer's got the defense still going here early. Dora inbounds it. Got it to Roberts. That's Hunter Roberts, number 10. Swings it over to Mayberry. He'll give it in the corner to York. York back out on top to Roberts. Roberts looking to the high post. Nobody getting open there. He'll hold it over his head. Now gives it back out to York. York puts it on the floor one time. Feeds it down to Roberts in the corner. Roberts lobbing it in the middle. Ball stolen by Andrews. Andrews and Burns off on the break. Andrews will take it and score off the right side. Andrews now with 16 in the game. One shy of Mayberry for the game high. 6:48 to go. And here's Gage Pitts with a steal and bounces off a Dora Falcon. Got it over to Andrews to Burns for the lay-in. There, Bobcats with the backcourt pressure. Burns with 12. Dora Mayberry working up the right sideline. Gets to midcourt. Might have traveled, no call. Got the ball down low to Roberts. Roberts going into the lane. Gives it off to Hunter Roberts. His shot no good. Gage Pitts with a rebound. Long pass up the floor. Intended for Andrews. Is going to be stolen by Dora. Here come the Falcons. Mayberry. Straight free throw line. Ducks under the defense. All the way to the rim and scores. Brylan Mayberry with 19 in the game. 19 of the 27 for Dora. Thayer breaks the press. Got the ball down inside to Nicholson. Shot is up no good. Gets his own rebound. Can't follow it. And the glass is cleared by Hunter Roberts for Dora. Here come the Falcons. Roberts weaves his way up the floor. His pass deflected and goes out of bounds over on the far side. 50-27, Thayer with a 23-point lead here. 5:54 to go in the third quarter. Game brought to you today in part by the Car Doctor 2 in Thayer, FNBC Community Bankers, and Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. Dora working around a perimeter with the basketball. Got it out front for Mayberry. Mayberry backed it out around midcourt. Swings it on the left side for Hunter Roberts. Roberts gives it to York out between the circles. On the right side now to Mayberry. Back out to Roberts. And back to Mayberry. Grimes jumps out on him. Pokes it away from him. And the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Dora basketball. 5:26 to play in the third quarter. Thayer with a big lead. 50-27. Substitution for Thayer. Landry Pitts back in the ball game.
My cap. I dropped my cap.
And didn't see who it was that checked out. Looks like Keaton Nicholson went to the Bobcat sideline. Dora with the ball. Number 10 is Roberts. Works it away from the defense. Gets down in the corner. Three-point shot out of the corner. Good! Wilson Masters with a three for Dora. Thayer breaks the pressure on the other end. Got it to Landry Pitts for the lay-in. Landry Pitts on the lay-in. And coming the other way, we're going to get a whistle and a push. Going to be called on Dora. Number 10, Hunter Roberts, called for the push. And the Thayer Bobcats will inbound the basketball up by 52-30. Here's Burns off the baseline with a 17-footer. No good. Actually, that was Landry Pitts. Pitts and the Thayer Bobcats can get a little backcourt pressure. Mayberry gets the ball up across the timeline, feeds it down in the corner for York. York moves toward the lane, looking for an outlet. And this pass is going to be deflected by Burns. Burns to Andrews. Andrews will elevate. He dunked it again. Andrews with another jam. He's got 18 in the game. Thayer Bobcats up by 24. Dora with it in the backcourt. They bring it across the timeline with Roberts. Roberts working against Grimes. Grimes staying right with him. Pass out front. Controlled by York. Back over to Roberts. And Dora wants a timeout here. 54-30. Thayer Bobcats cruising in the third quarter. We'll be back in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you look for a new home with a REMAX agent, you get a market expert who can help every step of the way. And to squeeze a bunch of those ways into this radio ad, we enlisted the help of someone who's had way too much coffee.
REMAX agents are area experts who know every street, side street, highway, byway, every listing. So you can tell them what you want, and they'll be like, yes. Then show you a bunch, and you'll be like, yes! And bing, bang, boom, you have a home!
And that's just a few of the ways a REMAX agent helps you every step of the way. Visit REMAX.com or download the REMAX app to find your agent.
Each office independently owned and operated.
And we're back after the timeout. Dora wanted to talk about it for a moment. 4:12 to go in the third quarter. Thayer Bobcats out now to a 24-point lead, 54-30. Dora inbounds it and got over to Hunter Roberts. Roberts swings it on the right side for Mayberry. Almost lost it in the backcourt. Then Grimes almost stole it. Mayberry controls. Feeds it over to Roberts, Hunter Roberts. Long cross-court pass stolen by Gage Pitts. Gage on the alley-oop to Burns. Couldn't connect. It goes out of bounds. And it'll be Dora Falcon ball. Burns trying to get there. And the pass a little bit too tall for him to handle. So Thayer turns it over on the fast break. Dora. Here's another pass deflected by Andrews. Andrews, trying to get it in the middle. It's taken away by the Dora Falcons. Good play by Mayberry to get back defensively after the steal. Mayberry runs it up the floor for Dora. Moves into the lane. Shoots. Count it and a foul. Every time this kid puts the ball up, it goes in the hole. I'm telling you, he has been unconscious shooting the basketball this morning. Bryland Mayberry. Mayberry with 21 for the Falcons. And he'll go to the free throw line, shoot for the old-fashioned three-point play. Trying to cut into that Bobcat lead here. It's 54-32 Thayer. Free throw is up and good. Mayberry with 22 points on the morning. And the Thayer Bobcats will bring it the other way with a 54-33 lead. Bobcats have scored 10 points here in the quarter. They're working around the perimeter. Got it to Burns in the wing. Burns going inside to Andrews. He'll dump it down to Pitts for the lay-in. Landry Pitts with 6 points off the Bobcat bench. And here comes Dora with it again. Got it down on the baseline. Long shot is out of the corner. No good. Rebound taken by Grimes to Pitts. Bobcats on the break. And Gage tried a little behind-the-back pass. It was intercepted by Dora. And here come the Falcons. And Pitts trying to get a steal. He does steal it from Mayberry. Goes to the bucket, misses the shot. Rebound Mayberry, and then a foul on Gage Pitts trying to get it back. Gage a little bit frustrated. And going to be called for the foul. Got him on the arm. That'll be foul number two on him. Keaton Nicholson to check into the ballgame for Thayer. Gage Pitts will check out. So Nicholson, Landry Pitts, Lane Grimes, Jordan Andrews, and Aiden Burns for the Bobcats with a 23-point lead, 2:51 to go in the third quarter. Bobcats trying to get to the second round of the Kabul Holiday Tournament here. Dora working around the perimeter. There's a nice move on the baseline. Roberts got free, gives it over to Mayberry. Mayberry shoots no good, and a rebound taken by Andrews. Andrews got it out to Burns. Burns to Andrews down the lane. He dunked it again. Andrews with 20 on his fourth dunk of the game. Excuse me, and the Thayer Bobcats stealing again. Back to Andrews. Andrews will lay this one up off the window. Jordan Andrews with 22 in the game. That was a nice feed from Burns. And Thayer up now by 27, biggest lead of the game. There's a cross-court pass stolen by Burns. Burns back to Andrews. Elevates. And he just got short of dunking it. And we're going to get a timeout call by Dora. Andrews hits the shot. We're not going to call that one a dunk, but it was close. 62-33, Thayer with the lead. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. In the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with the professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
And we're back to Kabul after the timeout. Coach for the Adora Falcons wanted to talk to his troops. Thayer Bobcats out to a big lead now, 62-33. Thayer has scored 18 points in the quarter. At 44 at the half, 62 now. Dora will bring it into the front court with a minute 54 to go in the third period. Bobcats scored 28 in the second quarter. And looking to get to 20 here in this quarter. Dora with the ball. They force it inside. Shot is up. Count it and a foul. Has a nice play there. As Hunter Roberts got it into Peck, the big man in the middle, and he scored. And he'll go to the free throw line, shoot for a 3-point play. Foul on the Thayer Bobcats is on number 10 as Landry Pitts. I've got Landry for three. They have four officially. And the free throw is up and good for Caden Peck. Well, he's got 5 points in the game. And the Thayer lead is now 62-36. Thayer Bobcats with the ball. Aiden Burns down the baseline, up under, and spins it off the window and is in. Aiden Burns with an up and under, spun it off the glass, a reverse layup. 14 on the game now for Burns. Here come the Thayer Bobcats to give that pressure. Dora finally got across the timeline. They handle it out front, feed it on the right side wing for Mayberry. Mayberry hadn't had the opportunities to score here in the second half. Like he did in the first, we're going to get a whistle and a five-second call. Mayberry couldn't get away from Landry Pitts, and a five-second call. Nice play by Landry, the Bobcat senior. Getting to play for the first time this year here in the Kabul Holiday Tournament, coming back from the concussion he suffered during the football season. He's had a good first outing. Bobcat swing the ball around the horn. Rowan Spencer's got it out on the wing. Andrews, by the way, has taken a seat for the Bobcats. Back over to Landry Pitts, now in the corner to Keaton Nicholson. The Landry all the way, the bucket laying in. Landry Pitts with 8 points off the Bobcat bench today. And it's a 30-point there. Bobcat lead, 66-36. Dora with the basketball and down a bunch. Looking to the high post, not getting anybody open there. They're swinging around the horn, guys to Mayberry on the right side wing. Mayberry swings it back out on top to York. York goes to the high post to Peck. Peck, dribble drive down the right side of the lane, and he kicked it out of bounds. Oh, they're going to stay off the hands of Thayer. I thought it went off his leg. Anyway, it'll be Dora basketball with 23 seconds to go in this third quarter. Bobcats brought a bunch of folks with them to the tournament. Sure, we'll see some of those subs in the game in a moment. Here's Peck off the inbound, shoots, and scores, and he's fouled on the play. Nice inbound play run there by Dora to get Peck open. Basket is going to count, and he's fouled by Keaton Nicholson. That'll be foul number one on Nicholson tonight. And Peck has got 7 points, shooting for number eight here. And for the old-fashioned three-point play, it's no good. Rebound taken by Aiden Burns for Thayer. Bobcats on the break. Got it down the Landry pit. He saves it from going out of bounds and gives it to Nicholson in the corner. Around the horn to Burns. He'll back it out. 9 seconds to go. Burns swings over to Rowan Spencer. Down in the corner to Grimes with five. Back out front to Burns with two. To the lane. His shot partially blocked. And that's the end of three quarters of play. 66-38. Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Dora Falcons. We'll be back to the Kabul Holiday Tournament for our fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. They offer all the latest and up-to-date pharmacy services, including drive-through at both locations and free delivery. Go mobile with your health as well by downloading the RX Local mobile app and sign up for text alerts to know when your medication is ready. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy. The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
We got ready for our fourth quarter of action. Thayer Bobcats with a big lead, 66-38 over the Dora Falcons here in a first-round game of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. Game number two, if you're in the area, Summersville and Viola. That one will be getting underway immediately following our game. We'll be back on the air again at noon or thereabouts as the number four seed Alton Comets will take on the Kabul Bulldogs here on the Kabul Hardwood. And here's the 1-16 matchup. And the Thayer Bobcats in complete control, 66-38. Dora inbounds the ball, got it down deep. Shot is up, no good by Peck. Rebounded by Burns for Thayer. Burns will give it up the no look in the corner to Walsh. Back out front to Rowan Spencer. Spencer attacks the basket, shoots, counted in a foul. Rowan Spencer with a beautiful move. Rowan now with 6 points off the Bobcat bench, and Thayer's got 14 points off their bench tonight. And that's going to go a long way for these Thayer Bobcats for the remainder of this year with Landry Pitts back and out and ready to play. Rowan Spencer hits the free throw. So the sophomore with 7 in limited playing time. He can flat out score. Here come the Dora Falcons with the ball down by 31, 69-38. 7 minutes and change to go in the ball game. Doris York with it. Holds it out front. Gives it down in the corner for Hunter Roberts. Roberts dribbles one time. Feeds it back out to Carter. Carter down in the right corner to Hunter. That is Hunter Roberts. He tries to drive the baseline. Bobcats cut him off. He is tied up in there, and his pass into the middle is going to be deflected. And now picked up by Peck for Dora. He misses the shot. Back up again, and he's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. Good hard work by Caden Peck down in the low blocks for Dora. That's a good defensive stop there for Thayer. Dora picked up the loose ball. And the foul was on number 12, Aiden Burns. That'll be foul number one on Burns. 15 foul on the Thayer Bobcats here in the fourth quarter. We are playing under the running clock here as it is a 30-point game. First free throw for Peck is good. Peck makes it a 30-point game. He can turn off the clock if he makes this one, get it back down to 29. And it's good. So Peck with 9 points for Dora. He leads them in scoring in the second half. Mayberry had the big first half, hadn't done much in the second. Here goes Thayer with a basketball. Landry Pitts driving the baseline, got all the way to the rim and lays it in. Landry Pitts in double figures with 10. 4 Thayer Bobcats in double figures tonight. Excuse me, and I don't believe that's going to be all. Dora with it, working on a perimeter. Got the ball in the corner. Back outside on top to Hunter Roberts. Roberts holds it high against Aisha Walsh. Walsh sell on him defensively, makes him give it up. Roberts will give it out to Carter. Carter back down to Roberts again in the right corner. Looking out front, trying to drive the baseline now. A little reverse layup is good. Nice play by Hunter Roberts, number 10. His second bucket of the game. He's got four. Mayor Bobcats with the basketball, working on the perimeter. Got it down to Burns in the left corner. Burns brings out to the wing. Dumped it inside the Landry pitch. He'll dump it off to Nicholson for the lay-in. Nicholson with 12. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4 Bobcats in double figures here on a Monday morning. 73-42, Thayer with the lead. Dora with the basketball, working around the perimeter. Got it to Peck, and it's stolen by Burns. Burns out to Nicholson. Oh, and he traveled, trying to get his feet right for the jump, for the dunk. He went in and dunked it on the other end. But a travel called on Nicholson. And more substitutions here for Thayer. Nicholson out of the game. Burns out of the game. Landry Pitts will stay out there. So Thayer now with Mark Spencer in and Brandon Prince. So Prince, Landry Pitts, Mark Spencer, Rowan Spencer, and Asa Walsh on the floor. 4:29 to go in the game. Dora working around her perimeter. Down by 31. They go to the high post. To number 12, Nold. Nold outside to Carter. His long shot is up no good. Rebound comes out long, taken by Dora. Nice play by Roberts to run that one down. Got it around the horn over to Carter. Carter gives it inside. Masters shoots and scores. Masters now with 7 for the Dora Falcons. And Thayer coming the other way with 4 minutes to go. Rowan Spencer gets the ball up across the timeline. Boy, he is quick. Feeds it on the right side to Mark Spencer. Mark in the right corner to Landry Pitts. Pitts looking to drive the baseline again. Gets all the way to the rim and scores. Landry Pitts with 12. 4 Bobcats with at least 12 points in the game. And Dora with it back on the offensive end. Gathered over to Braden York. Braden York holds it there just outside the free throw circle. 3.5 minutes to go. Dora running out the clock here, it seems like. Got it out to Carter. Carter to the high post to Masters. Masters feeds it over to York. York back over to Carter. Carter left side to Roberts. That is Spencer Roberts. He'll swing it around the horn and got it to York. Thought about the shot, doesn't take it. Dora just working around the perimeter of this Bobcat 1-3-1 zone defense. They go high post now to Masters. Masters at the elbow, dumping it inside. Ball gets knocked away, and a foul going to be whistled on number 14 for the Bobcats. That would be Mark Spencer. Mark called for his first foul. And now Landry Pitts will lead the ball game. Good day for Landry Pitts. Good to see Landry back on the court. Fully recovered from that concussion he suffered in the last football game, his first action, and he scored 12 points tonight. Dora on the inbound. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebound taken by Dora again. We're going to get a whistle and a held ball. As Easton Pitts got a hand on it and tied up the Dora Falcon player. And with 2:24 to go in the ball game, they will have it back. Easton Pitts, by the way, checking in for Landry. Thayer loses about a foot in size right there. Easton has it out front now for the Bobcats. Swings it on the right side to Rowan Spencer. Rowan attacking the basket. He'll back it back out on the dribble drive. Feed over to Mark Spencer. Now to Asa Walsh in the corner at Easton Pitts. Easton brings it back out front to Brandon Prince. Now back to Rowan Spencer to Mark Spencer for 3. That one's no good. The rebound control by Dora. Here come the Falcons. Minute 54 to go in the game. Got it down on the floor, and they'll back it back out again. They are up by 31 here, 75-34. Here's a three-point shot out of the corner. No good for the Falcons. Rebounded by Rowan Spencer. Rowan off on the break. Moving into the lane. Dumped it down to Prince. He couldn't hang on. It goes off his hands out of bounds. Nice idea there by Rowan Spencer, but Brandon Prince wasn't quite ready to receive it. And the ball goes out of bounds. Dora's got it back with a minute 20 and change to go here. In the ballgame, 75-44. Thayer with the lead. Bobcats will advance to the second round of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. And here's Dora with the basketball. Got it to Masters again at the elbow. Shoots and scores. Nice soft touch by Wilson Masters. Got that one to go down. And it's 75-46. We're down to 1 minute to play. Rowan Spencer swings it to Mark Spencer. High post to Prince. Back outside to Easton Pitts. Easton works it on the right side. Gives it back out to Rowan Spencer. Thayer just going to run out the clock here. Here's Rowan into the lane. Feeds it back out to Mark. Mark Spencer back to Brandon Prince to Easton. Pitch for three. That one's up and off the rim. No good. Easton couldn't get it to drop. And with 42 seconds to go in the game, there Bobcats will drop back and play defense. Dora bringing it the other way. Our game today brought to you in part by your Bobcat supporters like the Alton Bank, Thayer Fitness and Nutrition, and Allen Supported Living in Thayer. Dora got it down in the right corner. Back out top to Carter. Carter, oh, and there's a travel. Got it to Braden York, and he shuffled his feet. And the clock stopped with 24 seconds to go. Thayer will inbound it, probably just run out the clock here. Rowan Spencer will bring it up out of the backcourt. Crosses the timeline with 16 seconds to play. He'll just dribble it out near midcourt. Now makes a little penetration, gave it back out to Asa Walsh. Walsh over to Easton Spencer, or Easton Pitts, I'm sorry. Pitts looking to go to the bucket. He laid and shot his block. No foul call. And that's the buzzer to end the ball game. 75-46. Thayer Bobcats with the win over the Dora Falcons. And the Thayer Bobcats improved to 7-0. And they'll move into the second round of the Cabool Holiday Tournament. They'll play tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock against the winner of the Summersville Viola game. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your Thayer Bobcat postgame report brought to you by Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Back in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Your car, your truck, your SUV, your trailer all have one thing in common, tires. That's right. It's important to inspect those tires often. Make sure they have good tread and they're safe. See the boys at the Car Doctor 2 and let them give you an inspection. As a matter of fact, the Car Doctor 2 is your one stop for tires, alignment, oil changes, service jobs, trailer repair, SUV work, and of course, major and minor engine repair. The expert trained mechanics with years of experience. See Corey Steve and the boys at the Car Doctor 2 north of Thayer on Highway 63. We call them the good guys.